Alrighta, welcome to the Cinemaniacs.
Oscar Showcase Part 1.
This is our Oscar pregame.
Yep.
This is like the tailgate party before the Oscars.
Yep. The red carpet.
I've got paid to just say, subscribe to PewDiePie. We need to defeat the evil, dastardly T-Series.
Jesus.
So,
what if I told you I wasn't subscribed to PewDiePie?
Oh, slut. You need to subscribe to PewDiePie. Okay,
Yeah, this is a good one.
Roll the intro!
Hello everyone, welcome to Cinemaniacs with Lovett and Gibbs.
We've been a bit slack.
Yeah, sorry about last week.
Yeah.
We were both pretty busy, I think.
Yeah, busyness, huh?
Yeah. We were thinking about doing a romance
for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's such a shame, such a missed opportunity.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I guess it's the incentive to get through to next year, but you know.
Exactly.
It's a shame.
It is.
Quickly, give me your favourite romance movie.
500 Days of Summer's up there. Seriously up there.
Okay.
Yeah. La La Land's up there.
Good.
Call Me By Your Name's up there. I don't know. What about you?
Don John.
Mm-hmm.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, Moonrise Kingdom. That's far up there.
That's a weird romance, though.
That is. It's weird.
Really appropriate for us to be into that romance.
Yeah.
And La La Land, probably.
La La Land, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
But, you know, we'll repeat this next year.
Next year, yeah, probably. Day. Yeah.
Such a shame, though. Anyway,
it is. So today we're talking Oscar predictions and should wins and will wins and everything like that.
This is a part one.
Yeah, this is a part one video. So tomorrow there's going to be a part two, hopefully, where we talk about, because the Oscars are tomorrow, where we talk about what has won and what our thoughts are on that. So, yeah.
I'm sure we'll end up being pissed off, whatever it is.
I think we will, yeah.
It's always.
Well, I mean, okay, neither of us like the Oscars. Do you like them?
I like the flamboyance. It's just some kind of the.
It's a fun thing to talk about.
It's a fun event.
It is.
You know.
But we're not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it because I think it's just a celebrity fest with just, they just nominate a bunch of people.
I think sometimes it's ridiculous nominations.
This year especially is a bit,
yeah,
it's a bit wild. Category.
I've come to be okay with Black Panther getting the nom.
Me too. I completely agree with you.
Not that I agree with it. I don't think it is in.
Me too.
It deserves the nom, but you know what? I'm happy for them.
Yeah, but if you really think about it, Black Panther getting a nom for Best Picture sort of...
It's good for other superhero movies.
Exactly, in the future, which I actually really appreciate. But
do you remember
the wrong movie.
Our first episode, Saul?
I do, yeah, the MCU episode, yeah.
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 Good times.
That was good times, yeah. Where we talked about Marvel, yeah.
Let's get started. We'll save the best for last, I reckon.
Do you want to start on, like, some random category, like visual effects or something? Or just another one, like actor. I don't know. What do you want to start on, Eric?
Let's start on the ones no one cares about. Sound mixing. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Do you want to go visual effects?
Yep, we'll do VFX.
All right. What do you think will win?
I think Infinity War people do want to recognize it. Yeah. And also...
Oh, actually, do you want me to just read them out so that everyone knows what they are?
Yeah, okay.
So there's Avengers Infinity War, Christopher Robin, First Man, Ready Player One, and Solo A Star Wars Story.
Okay. Christopher Robin, actually, when you look at the character design, it's pretty
good. They do look there. It's pretty good, yeah.
But,
I haven't seen
but
it.
No
so.
One saw it.
No one really did, yeah.
I think half of Hollywood's in Infinity War. It was a pretty great movie, but everyone saw it, but it didn't get any Oscars recognition except for that category.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it could take it there.
I think it will.
But First Man, actually, like, when you look at Infinity War, I mean, it's great. The VFX are excellent. But the best compliment you can pay a VFX artist is not knowing that they did anything.
Agreed.
Because it's so...
You think they've actually gone into space.
Yeah, it feels so real.
It's insane.
And it's incredible. Probably the strongest part of that film.
I agree. I think First Man should
win.
The
moon surface sequence, like the floating, like just think about that shot. It's so real.
Yeah, it is insane.
It's like, how did they do like that zero gravity plane where they go like in the sort of wave pattern and like they actually go.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think First Man should win. I really do. I really hope it does.
I actually think it might take it. I think.
Yeah.
Because if people actually think about it, it's amazing. And it's practical effects. It's not all CG.
I think if First Man gets anything, it'll get visual effects.
Yeah.
Out of their other... Because they got... I think he got editing. He might have got film editing and sound.
He didn't get nominated for score, though.
No, which is really surprising. Because I thought First Man's score was fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I wouldn't be upset if Infinity War won. Because it's got incredible visual effects.
As long as, like, Solo. Or,
I wouldn't actually care if any of these won. But I think Infinity War and First
I think
Man
it's between First Man and Infinity War. Yeah, anyway, next.
Cool. Cinematography. The nominees are The Favourite.
What?
Never Look Away. What?
Are we doing this one?
Do you want to do cinematography?
I didn't... Okay. Just go.
Cinematography is interesting one.
Okay, go.
All right. The Favourite, Never Look Away, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Cold War.
Okay.
I haven't seen Never Look Away.
I don't even know that exists.
Yeah, I think it's the foreign language one. I haven't seen that one. So
along with Cold War.
I can't mention. But I've seen all the other ones.
Yeah.
And...
I didn't see Cold War.
Roma's going to win.
I think
Roma will.
I think Cuarón did everything.
He did, yeah.
He
did everything for that movie.
Film, did he... He wrote screenplay, he directed. He did cinematography. Did he even, like, edit? I think he might have edited.
He might have, I don't know, yeah. But he did a lot for that movie.
I know there are a few directors that edit their own movies.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Robert Rodriguez is a good example of that. Anyway, yeah. You reckon Roma?
I think Roma will win.
I think it's good. I'd like A Star Is Born to win. I mean, think about that. It's excellent. All round.
You think it should or will?
Should.
Yeah, that's fair. I wouldn't be mad if any of these won.
The Favourite's very... It's
extremely
good
cinematography, yeah.
Nice move, yeah.
Fantastic cinematography. All of these have really good cinematography.
The Favourite's an odd sort of one. It's like this sort of out-of-the-box cinematography.
It's got the fishbowl... lens a lot of the time where it's like a lot of the time in that movie which
but
I
actually when you think about Roma there's like just that first shot of like the water just over the tiles
just,
that's just
splashing on the tiles
and also have you seen how they actually did the final scene in one take like they built this massive
I don't think I have
they built this massive dolly into the ocean
I know that didn't they splice they edited it kind of so it looks like one shot but it's not actually I'm pretty sure they did that for a lot of the movie where it looks like one shot but they actually just splice
I know they did that for Birdman, but...
Right, yeah.
But no, I think, for Roma, that final scene at the beach, they actually built, like, a massive dolly that went into the seat and then brought in.
That's
and
awesome.
They did that in one shot.
That's amazing. Yeah. That really is. I wouldn't be mad if any of these won. I think Roma will win, though.
I think Roma will win.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, cool. Agreed.
Adapted screenplay?
Adapted. It'll go to Black Klansman, just because people want to recognize
I think
Spike
as well.
Lee.
So, The Star Is Born, Ballad of Buster Scruggs... Black Klansman, If Beale Street Could Talk, and Can You Ever Forgive Me? I think Black Klansman will win. And I guess I think it should. I think it was one of the best bits of the movie.
I think it's mainly people want to honour Spike Lee because he's never got any nominations, and then it's this movie.
Agreed.
It's kind of like Sidney Lumet. He never got an Oscar. Oh, he might have got a nomination or something, maybe somewhere
maybe.
For directing, but he never won.
Which is crazy.
So then he's one of the best directors of all time, in my opinion.
He directed 12 Angry Men and Dog Day Afternoon.
And Network,
which you saw, which I haven't.
Yep, pretty excellent. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not sure on that one. Anyway, so they want to honour people who are very prominent in Hollywood, but they just haven't got the nomination. I think they'll give it to Black Klansman.
Yeah, me too. Can You Forgive Me had a great screenplay, though.
I didn't see it, but isn't it about screenplays or something? I don't know.
Kind of. It's about, it's about sort of writing.
Right.
But not really about screenplay.
No.
Star Is Born, I don't think really has a chance because it's sort of a tale. It's sort of a movie that's been... adapted so many times that it doesn't really have a chance, I don't think.
Yeah.
But Black Klansman, I think, should and probably will as well.
Mm-hmm. Black Klansman, I think it's going to take it.
Yep. Original screenplay, The Favourite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, and Vice. So, what are your thoughts on this category, Eric?
The Favourite.
Favourite will and should?
Hold on, let me have a look at that again. The Favourite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, Vice.
I don't...
Screenplay, Roma just got a nomination for everything, but it didn't actually... Like, Roma got a nomination, but no one understood the screenplay, so what's the point?
I would say the first hour of Roma isn't necessarily... It's more of just a showcase of the atmosphere of the movie. It's not really exactly...
Yeah.
There's no story to the first
hour
of the movie.
It's such a long movie.
It is, and I mean, like, no offense to any, like people who love Roma is great, and I really liked it as well, but, I mean, you can't really say, like, The first hour is pretty boring.
No one understood it.
The first hour is quite boring.
Yeah.
The second hour I loved so much. I thought it was fantastic. When the story really kicked in.
I haven't seen Vice, but I can imagine.
I've seen all those except First Reformed, which I'm going to see.
People say that the screenplay and Ethan Hawke are great.
But yeah, I've heard that too.
I think that I'll give it to the favourite. That has some fantastic one-liners. That's consistently...
Me too.
Epic.
I think the favourite should and will win, but I also think Green Book... I wouldn't be surprised if Green Book won. Although that screenplay has gotten...
I feel like that's such an Oscar movie.
It is. Green Book has gotten a lot of backlash, though.
Has it?
Yeah. A lot. Especially in the screenplay.
Wasn't there a controversy about it or something?
There was. People say it, like, contradicts... it sort of makes racism the punchline of the movie. Oh,
my God. There's so much controversy.
Yeah. In a lot of these movies.
Is racism the punchline? You've seen it.
I mean, not really. I mean, like, it kind of is, but it's not... It doesn't bother me. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, because you're not... You're a white male.
Yeah. But no, I like Green Book, but I don't think it deserves original screenplay, personally.
All right, so... Favourite? We agree on that?
The favourite will and should.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Supporting... Right. Do you want to go... Oh, Foreign Language. We missed that one. Forgot about that one.
And then anime, and then we'll go to acting.
Do you want me to talk... I'll just list the foreign language
This is
ones.
An interesting one.
Yeah. Yep. So there's Cap and Norm... I don't know if... I think that's how you pronounce it. Cape and Noun. Yeah, that sounds more right. Cold War, Never Look Away, Roma, and Shoplifters.
I actually heard something about Shoplifters.
I heard something about all these except for Never Look Away, I think.
That got
cinematography as well.
Yeah. Foreign... This is... It's between Roma or Cold War.
Yeah, I think...
People actually recognise Cold War's existence, which is surprising because I've never heard
Best
of
director, that's big for that movie. That's extremely big for that
For
movie.
A no-name director as well, I think that...
Yeah. Well, no, he did Ida, which a good one, best foreign language a couple of years ago. I don't know. So, I mean, he's kind of known.
Okay.
But I've only watched Cold War and Roma out of these. Cold War is a good movie. Roma's a much better movie. Roma probably will and should. I think.
Yeah.
Not that I've seen the others, but
I haven't seen Cold War, but it's an interesting one because will they give Roma the big prize? Because that's the favourite for
picture, exactly probably. picture and foreign language. Will it give it both? Will it only give it one? Like it's interesting.
We're gonna have to wait and see, but I'm placing my bets on Roma.
When we did our bets, I wrote Cold War.
Roma will actually be if it wins, when it wins probably, if it. Wins, it'll be the first foreign language film to win Best Picture.
True, very true, yeah. That's interesting.
That says something about Hollywood these days as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Do you want to do animated?
Hold on. One more thing. Before animated, I want to talk about documentary.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
I'm really more interested in what they'd left off the nominations list.
Yeah.
They left Three Identical Strangers and Won't You Be My Neighbour off. That's really...
Yeah.
Those were... Probably the two.
We didn't write this down, but I can remember two of them. I remember Free Solo, RBG.
Yeah, those are the
there
other
was,
ones. Really
there were three others.
Yeah, but no, the favourites now are Free Solo or RBG.
It's ridiculous that
No, it was going to be an actual big year, but I don't know what happened with...
It's ridiculous that Won't You Be My Neighbour wasn't nominated. That is a really great movie. Yeah, I did see it. I really liked... That's the only documentary I've seen out of the ones mentioned. And I really liked Won't You Be My Neighbour. I thought it was really damn good. And Three Identical Strangers was a big one that everyone was expecting.
Yeah, that was pretty shocking that none of them got the nomination.
It's really weird. Anyway. Won't You Be My Neighbour was the favourite to win.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so do you want to go on animated?
Yeah, go. Yep.
So the nominees are... I don't actually have this written down, so it's off memory. Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Incredibles 2, and Isle of Dogs.
I feel like it's narrowed down basically to Spider-Verse, Incredibles 2, just because it's Pixar more. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's just Pixar. And Isle of Dogs. Isle of Dogs mainly because hand animation, people like that.
And it got original score as well.
Well, no, also just because Wes Anderson, big name director. And it's more designed for adults. And
I don't think it has a chance.
Inside the Academy. I feel like it wasn't that great of a movie, though.
I agree.
I feel like it has a lot going for it, but it doesn't. I think Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is a knockout 100%. I'll bet my house that it
wins. Yeah, I bet my house Spider-Verse will win as well.
Yeah.
Any other year, I think Isle of Dogs would have won.
Yeah.
But and Incredibles 2 even, just because it's Pixar, and they love Pixar. But no.
It was a really strong year. actually an animated.
It was. I've seen all of these except for Mirai.
But everyone loves
And they were all good movies.
Everyone loves Spider-Verse. It's got it.
Yeah, Spider-Verse is brilliant.
100%. Okay.
This is a better list of nominees than last year. God, last year was god awful. The Boss Baby, Ferdinand, Coco.
Coco won, didn't it?
Coco won.
My goodness.
That was the only one that has had a chance.
That's atrocious.
Yeah.
Because it's not even good.
Well, no, I really like Coco. I like Coco. But out of those ones, they were all pretty bad.
Not even good.
It's a good movie. It also won song as well. And then did we do adaptive screenplay? Yeah, we did. We did original as well.
Yeah,
supporting actor, Mahershala Ali, Adam Driver, Sam Elliott, Richard E. Grant, and Sam Rockwell.
When you think about that, I mean, we were saying earlier that it's a weak category, but it is like a strong category of actors. I feel like the favourites are the wrong people, because Mahershala is probably the favourite.
He's the favourite.
And who else? Richard E. Grant's probably...
Richard E. Grant's the only really other one that could beat him.
He's just a no-namer, really. I'd never heard of him before.
Oh, he's been in a couple of things, but I haven't seen...
This is his break, and it's in Lola. Wait, what else was there again? Oh, where is this? Okay, Adam Driver's a brilliant actor.
He is.
Fantastic, but they're giving...
Love Adam Driver.
This is his first nomination, and it's for the wrong role. Black Clansman, he was pretty reserved and underwhelming.
He was a little... I thought he was very good.
Not that being reserved's wrong, because being reserved, that's Gosling's style.
I think he was... This is a weak category. I really do. I think the only one here deserving... Sam Elliott and Richard E. Grant are the only ones deserving.
Elliott was fantastic, but he just didn't have enough screen time.
Yeah. Richard E. Grant is... he's my pick for Supporting Actor of the Year. He was so damn good, and I really hope he wins. Sam Rockwell, I don't even know why he was nominated. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's just pretending to be... It's just because Steve Carell was better than him in Vice. Really? Steve Carell was better.
Steve Carell?
He was Donald Rumsfeld.
I don't know who that is.
He was better than
Steve Carell's
him,
a good George dramatic Bush. Actor, though.
Yeah, he is. He was funny in Vice, though. He was good. He was very good.
Was he?
Yeah. Mahershala Ali is very good, but I wouldn't have put him in there.
Ali, he's just an Oscar darling, so...
Yeah, people really like him,
They're going to give it to Mahershala Ali.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Surprising, I think the biggest upset, one of the biggest upsets of the whole, all of the nominees was probably Timothée Chalamet for supporting actor. I thought he was locked.
Yeah. I'm interested. I'm actually surprised I didn't give it to Michael B. Jordan.
That's fair. Yeah.
Everyone was raving about him. Black Panther's got a lot of love. He sort of carried that film. He was pretty damn good.
When I made my picks for supporting actor, I had Rockwell and Michael B. Jordan in brackets, saying they're the only ones that could get him, but I didn't think they would.
I actually was pretty sure that he was going to get
him. Right, yeah, yeah, that's fair.
It would have been interesting, and he probably wouldn't have won, but I was...
No, he wouldn't have won, but that, yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Supporting actress, Amy Adams. Marina de Tavira, surprise nominee.
From Roma.
Regina King, Emma Stone, and Rachel Weisz.
This is an interesting category.
It is.
Everyone's saying Amy Adams, but that's just because she's a person people know.
And also,
Was she good in...
She gets snubbed for, like, every movie.
Wait, but is this her first nomination? No.
No,
I can't be.
No. She was nominated for Rival, which is insane to me.
Yeah, Rival's fantastic.
She was brilliant in Rival. That's probably the biggest snub that people talk about when they talk about Amy Adams.
Was she good in this? I haven't seen Vice.
She was very good in Vice. She was extremely good, I thought.
Okay.
Marina de Tavira was a surprise nominee, and she was very good in the movie. But you don't really notice her.
She's a no-namer.
Oh, yeah, this is like her first movie. But you don't really notice her, like, really in the movie. Like, you don't really know... Like, she doesn't really stand out. Like, it's strange.
To be honest, Roma's good technically, and I mean... I had subtitles on, of course, but I didn't really get what was going on.
Well, I'm just trying to work out who was the one that missed out. There was Marina de Tavira. Someone, she got in over someone else. I'm trying to think who the person was. Was it Emily? No, not Emily Blunt.
What did she do?
Her Quiet Place.
She was okay in that, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Anyway, so what about the double favourite nominees? Do you think that they cancel each other out?
I think they cancel each other out. Because it's the Oscars' way of voting is preferential. So they go one through... Mm-hmm. How many nominees are there? In this?
Five.
So they'll go one through five, and they'll put their least favourite last. So even if the favourite, people go one and two, then it'll kind of be flipping.
Yeah. But I don't think it'll be a Rockwell, Harris, what's his name again?
What?
Oh my God, what's his name?
Who are you talking about?
Talk about the Three Billboards double supporting actor. Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson, that's his name. I don't know how I forgot his name. I don't, because they got the double nomination last year, but Rockwell won. I don't think that'll be this situation. I don't think either of them will win. I think it's between Regina King and Amy Adams, but I do think Regina King will win.
Yeah.
And I think Emma Stone should win.
I've heard great. Yeah, I think Emma Stone was probably the strongest. If they went Coleman for supporting, because they could have gone either.
They could have gone either, yeah.
For some reason they put her in for...
Well, because she's, I guess sort of the other two are revolving around her. Like, she's sort of the central story. But they're in the same amount of the movie.
I think had they put Coleman in for supporting, she'd be going home with a Oscar.
I agree. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to say it goes to Regina King.
Regina King.
Honestly, I don't think there's that much buzz around her.
But me too.
I think...
This is a weird category. I can't really tell who's going to win.
I can't pick that. I don't care, really.
Yeah, I think it's Regina King or Amy Adams.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, best actress?
Yep, best actress. Yalitza Aparicio, Glenn Close, Olivia Colman, Lady Gaga, and Melissa McCarthy. Glenn Close is running away with it. She'll
take it.
She'll grab it and run away with it. There's no one else that really has... I feel like Colman is the only one that could sneak in there, actually.
No.
Really?
No.
It's Coleman or Gaga that could sneak
in
there.
I think Gaga was fantastic. She probably should win.
I think I agree with you out of those.
My mum saw The Wife and actually thought the dude, whoever that was, that her husband was better.
But, I think Glenn Close has got this. Yalitza Aparicio was kind of an interesting one because people were expecting it but also not really expecting it.
Was she good?
I thought she was very good.
She's a first-time actress, isn't she?
Like, which, I mean, it's incredible for her to get nominated. Yeah. I mean, good job on her, like, seriously.
Yeah.
But no, I think she did a great job. Melissa McCarthy also is really great in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Who cares? Glenn Close wins it.
Glenn Close wins it. Toni Collette, though.
Sad. Oh, yeah. That's pretty depressing. Yeah.
Anyway, best actor. Christian Bale, Rami Malek, Bradley Cooper, Willem Dafoe, and Viggo Mortensen.
All right, we can cut out Willem Dafoe and Viggo.
Yep, cut them out. They're not winning.
Here's my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying Rami. I think there's a tiny bit of buzz around Christian Bale. My thinking is, it's actors and it's people who actually work in movies who vote for the Oscars. They will realize that Rami was kind of a caricature. Mm-hmm. He was fake. He wasn't actually like a deep, nuanced performance, or he was just very sort of flat and one note. Bradley Cooper is fantastic. He's
You're right.
Yeah, he's so.
You're right.
My God, what's my thinking going? Yeah, he's so.
Well, he wasn't nominated for best director. So.
Yeah, no, he wasn't nominated for best director either. But I feel like people are actually who are actually working movies are going to realize that he's a sort of nuanced performance and actually sells the character and makes it real.
So you think he's going to win?
I think he's going to win.
Ooh, and big call.
I mean, think about it. Who votes for Golden Globes? They gave it to
people. Rami. People who don't make movies.
Exactly. I mean, Screen Actors Guild Rami won, didn't he? But who cares?
Did he? Okay. I think so. I'm not aware. Yeah, he probably did.
But whatever. I think it's going to go to Cooper.
Mm. All right. I don't think I share the same opinion. I seriously hope you're right. I really want... Bradley Cooper's my favourite male performance of the entire year. I really want him to win. But I think it's between Bale and Malek. I don't think Cooper has a chance. He hasn't been picking enough steam. He hasn't been winning enough.
Yeah, he hasn't won enough.
He hasn't won, but I really hope you're right. If I had to pick between Bale and Malek, I'd probably go Bale, if I'm being completely honest.
Really?
But I mean, the problem with that, like, no one likes Dick Cheney. No one does. Yeah, especially people at the Oscars.
It's really just because it's Freddie Mercury. People like
People
Rami.
Love Freddie Mercury, yeah.
It's just...
I want to say Christian Bale, but I also think do not even count out Rami Malek for a second.
Right.
Rami Malek they're literally Bale and Malek there. It's Bale and Malek off, I mean, I think.
The odds are on Rami.
I think you're correct, yeah.
But I'm
going to go with Bale. I'm going with Bale. You're going with Cooper?
I'm going with Cooper.
All right, it'll probably be Malek.
It'll probably be Malek or Bathroom.
Yeah.
Probably Willem Dafoe.
Oh, God. That'd be funny if it was.
Yeah.
Director.
What the hell happened there?
Alfonso Cuarón, Yorgos Lanthimos, Spike Lee, Paul Kosky, I think that's how you say his name. And Adam McKay.
And Bradley Cooper. No. Yeah.
No. Sadly, no. I know. I'm thinking the same as you. That's probably the biggest snub out of any of these nominations.
Other than Tiny, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiny was never going to win.
No, she was never going to get in there. But but no, Bradley Cooper not being in there is very sad. Because
well, I think we can pretty much... I mean, Yorgos Lanthimos is brilliant. He's an excellent director.
I think he should.
No, he's not going to win this.
No.
It's not his year.
Alfonso's running away with it.
He's got it.
Yeah.
But Yorgos Lanthimos is an excellent director, and he still has a lot more in him.
I agree. Alfonso Cuarón has not lost anything in any award show. He's won every single director. Everything.
Yeah.
He's won all of it.
He's fantastic. He's going to take... Also, think about it. The last 6 years have been, except for 2016 with Damien Chazelle, all Mexican directors. So we went Cuarón in 2013 with Gravity. Then Iñárritu for 2014 and 15 with Revenant and Birdman.
Oh, he got a double, didn't he? Yeah. Cool. That's good.
Then Chazelle in 2016. And then 2017 we had Guillermo del Toro.
You're right, yeah.
I mean, not that...
That's interesting.
Not that it really matters that much, but I feel like that's where it's at.
Yeah, Cuarón's running away
with it. I think Cuarón's got it.
Yeah. He's won everything. He did everything.
He did everything.
He did. Cinematography, directing, screenwriting, especially he did it with another person as well, but no, he mainly did screenwriting.
He's got it.
He's running away with it.
He's got it.
All right, the big guns. Best Picture.
Right here we go.
A Star is Born, Black Klansman, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, Roma, Vice, Green Book, and The Favourite. I think most people agree that this is not a good category. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody being in there is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, no, actually, it has a really good chance. If it at the Globes, it won Best Drama against A Star is Born and...
That gives me shivers.
...Roma.
And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the movie. It's good, I guess.
It's fun. It's just the soundtrack's good, really.
Yeah, and it's not a well-made movie. It isn't. But it's a fun movie.
I don't think it'll win. Oscars are still at that sort of, not pretentious, but, you know, sort of...
They like classier, to go with the artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this movie is, like, the least classiest nominees of Best Picture that's ever happened, ever. Because we've got, like, movies like Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, Green Book isn't even that classy, I don't think.
Yeah.
A
Star is Born isn't classy. It's just it's very appealing to audiences.
Yeah. I think the reason why we have these Best Picture nominees is because last year was the lowest Oscar viewership since, like, the 1950s or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, no one really cares.
Viewership matter, though, really? It's actually about honouring
them. No, I completely agree with you. I want them to honour great movies. And also,
the actual people who do the programming and actually care about the viewership numbers...
Yeah.
...aren't voting. So, really, it's...
I still think that they're... Maybe they wanted to, like, talk them up and say, you know, try and vote for movies that everyone likes, like Bohemian Rhapsody, which is... a giant box office hit. Black Panther, which everyone in like, you know, it's a great Marvel movie or whatever. And, I don't know, Star is Born, which a lot of people saw, which I actually think should be in here because I think it's a great movie. And even Green Book is kind of like a feel-good type movie, which it definitely is a feel-good movie. It's a good movie. We'll win Roma. I'm going with Roma.
I think we can narrow it down to two, but really one. Roma wins.
It's Roma.
It's between The Favourite and Roma.
For me, it's between Roma or Green Book. And The Favourite, probably third. Don't count out Green Book.
I discount Green
Book. Really?
I do not think that's going to win.
I hope it doesn't.
I honestly think Roma's going to take it.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to sweep. It could win. It'll win a lot. So how many categories is it nominated for? Like, it's...
Ooh, 10. 10.
10 categories.
10. And The Favourite's also got 10.
I mean, it's got actress, supporting actress. It hasn't got actor. It's got director and it's got picture. It could...
And screenplay.
It won't take actress or supporting actress, but and screenplay. It'll take director and picture, I think.
Easily. And cinematography, I think, as well.
Cinematography, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Which we talked about before. Yep. Don't count out Green Book.
It could be
a crash situation.
Oh, you crash
one. Everyone thought... I haven't actually seen Crash. But everyone thought Brokeback Mountain was going to win. And then Crash came along and won. Yeah.
Okay, Roma takes it.
Yep.
Roma takes it. Okay. Cool. We'll see you guys tomorrow for our...
Yeah, we're going to do a part two on this, which is where we look back at the actual ceremony itself.
Sol Sainamol, so he can probably review the winner.
Yeah. Well, if it's Roma, then we can both talk about it. But yeah. If it's Green Book...
We can talk about the favourite if that wins.
Yeah.
I've seen most of them except for Green Book and Vice.
They're the only two you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Vice is actually a really good movie.
Yeah. I'll say it when it comes
People
to
hate that movie. Anyway, so that's the Best Picture nominees. That's the Oscar nominees. That's our opinions. Will win, should win. Part 2 coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cool. See ya.
Dabalicious.